a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, November 19th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is the PhD of Easter Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Dr. Clint, I like to be referred to as reference since I've earned my doctorate, and I'd like to, you know, call me by my title, the respect I deserve, doctor.
Egos generally speak that way, so yeah. I will
change Dr. Ego. Language. Dr. Yeah. Ego Dr. to
yeah,
you.
Okay. Yeah. Dr. Ego to you.
I'm waiting to get my jacked up truck too, so we'll be good.
Hey, no,
it's good seeing you.
I am driving again, still my 1984 Bronco I have had for many years. We used it for the store for a while. I did go out in the woods with it back when I could walk and do things before, you know, I went downhill with my hips.
But they're getting better.
And they're now almost to a point where I can go back in the woods, hopefully.
Good.
But I had to put my car in the shop because I had a small accident being there for 2 weeks for body work. I have fallen in love with my little Bronco.
I love old cars.
Little Junior, it smells like high school.
Oh, that's fantastic. You turn on some good old, classic rock and roll. We'll roll the windows down on a good fall day.
I know.
Next thing you know, it's 1980 again, man. 1977, let's rock and roll. Woo,
I'm all excited. In 1975, I weighed 119 pounds, and my bicep was 10 inches. Mm. Most women's biceps are at least 11. Mine was 10 inches. Your wrist is 10 inches, Clint.
I think I weighed 60 pounds in 1973.
Why? Because
I
you were
five. Oh. So, if we're gonna get my bicep was probably about 4 inches. Yeah. Five.
I was 5'11" at 119. That's beyond skinny.
Yeah, that's skinny.
Yeah. Went to Cosmopolitan Spa. My dad kind of got a membership, even though he smoked cigarettes all the time, drank 14 cups of coffee with about 4 tablespoons of sugar in each cup. But he bought this membership to Cosmopolitan there on Brainerd Road. You know all about that. You worked there, didn't you?
Yeah, now it's a tire store or mechanic store right next to Chili's. When I started working there and I actually became the manager, it was Living Well Fitness Center.
Living
so it had gone
well.
From Cosmopolitan, I think, to 21st or whatever, and then it was Living Well. So,
I am thankful for it because it created the discipline and the addiction to working out with weights, because I was so scrawny. I was full of fear. I was just went around with my head down, scared of everybody. And after about a year, I gained about 30 or 40 pounds of muscle. I was ready to, I was primed for the moment. And I would eat a pretty good amount of food.
Mm-hmm.
And, they had Duff's.
Oh,
smorgasbord.
Down there close to the airport left.
Doesn't
my grandfather loved that place.
Oh,
that's where we always went, that or Piccadilly.
Oh, Piccadilly, number two.
I love
that's
Piccadilly,
right.
Yeah. And there's Edson's in East Ridge we used to go to a lot, too.
And then Goulas.
Goulas.
My dad lived at Goulas.
Yeah.
And so I would go there, and I would gorge on food to a point where almost being sick, but I knew that's how I needed to eat to gain weight because I was so skinny. And I did. I gained some good weight and loved going there. And they had men's day on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, women's on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Didn't think a thing about it.
Nope. And we, I think we still inherited some of those old silver Nautilus machines. They were all bright silver. And then we started upgrading to some of the newer equipment. This was I started working there in 88 or 89, something like that, when I started working there. My first night there, they had a location in Hickson. So I would go Hickson one day, Brainerd Road location the next, and then I would manage the weekends. And then after about a year, I just started managing the club, especially then I went off to college and stuff, so.
Yeah, pretty cool entry into my. It changed my life, so that was a very good membership.
To be honest with you, Living Well changed mine. I was 17 when I started working there.
Oh,
and after Red Food, and that's where I started working out. All my friends had been working out for years, but I hadn't really ever worked out. And I became a senior in high school, and then right afterwards, and that's when I started working out. When I started working at Living Well, So
that's pretty cool. Do you remember that they had a refrigerated water, or, you know, froze really cold water yeah. pool back there?
Uh-huh.
Guy jumped in it and had a massive heart attack and died. And next week they concreted it over. Wow. I just thought that was of interest.
I tell you what, they should have concreted over.
What?
That pool and whirlpool. Everybody's like, do you ever get in the pool and whirlpool after hours? Like, no. Oh, you should never get either one of those. They can't put enough bleach.
The rumors I heard.
Oh, don't get in those pools.
The rumors I heard.
But we've talked about this. They had one of my favorite rooms. I wasn't a big steam room. I didn't want to go in that steam room either.
No.
The sauna was okay. I liked the sauna. But the eucalyptus room was fantastic.
You know, it was. Oh, I forgot about that.
It would open your head up immediately.
Yes.
I loved that place.
Yes. Want to talk. Last week, the Stretch Zone was a great interview.
Great. Yeah.
Are you going to go down there and perhaps do one?
Yeah, I tried to save his information. You gave me his card. I sent him a text. I haven't heard back from him, but I did not save it correctly. So I'm going to try to find a way.
I've got his card. I'd like to
go try it, but yes.
I just kind of update personal stuff here. I'm going to a convention in 2 weeks down to Orlando. It's called SOHO, and it's for our industry. And I'll be giving a lecture for an hour that I'm working on right now to help educate the other retailers on basically how to compete against the food, drug, and mass markets, because they're pretty unethical in some ways, like putting out labels of products that are identical to ours on the front label, and the price is 30% less, but the potencies are 30% less. But you can't tell that unless you have a magnifying glass on the backside. And so that's the new trend in how to compete when you are living in unethical waters. To me, that is unethical. Okay. Nothing wrong with strong competition. I'm a huge fan of competition being very, very beneficial. I want to talk about the time change a little bit, because we've been living with that now about a week. Research really is very clear on the fact that when we go into this time change, robberies go up about 23%. Heart attacks increase. There's a lot more assaults. It doesn't happen on the other time change in the spring. It only happens in this one. And Europe already, in I think 2021, had just stopped the time change things. I thought we were going to. I didn't research it.
We didn't. No, we're still trying to save the daylight.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, those are good people trying to save daylight.
I'm not sure if we did it this year or not, but I assume 1 year we will have saved the daylight and they'll stop doing it. But people might not know. We do that for you know, that I think, if I'm not mistaken, it comes from farming. We put it in place. I think. I don't know. I'm going to look that up. I just said that out of the top of my head. No one should listen to me.
Anything out of the top of your head, they probably
very
should
dangerous.
Not listen to. Hey, it was pretty cool. I got, I think last week I did this giveaway with Dr. Peter Attia's book, Outlive, which I have given away now at the Vascular Institute conference. That was such a success. Tracy Lessar and Dr. Lessar had organized this to an incredible level. And I gave books away at that convention to any healthcare practitioner on Audible books that wanted to read it or listen to it, because it will change the face of how you treat a patient.
Okay.
It talks about really getting into the whys of disease rather than the just simple management of disease. And it is truly life-changing. But I also said on Vital Health Radio, any of our listeners, the first one who emails me will get an Audible free book. And a lady named Debbie emailed me very quickly and was thrilled to death to get the Audible version of Outlive, Dr. Peter Attia. It isn't just for professional health people. It can change your life if you will listen and take advantage of it. It does require blood testing. Nutrition World has blood testing every Tuesday, Thursday, and last Friday of the month. And you can do it on your own at far reduced prices.
I missed today. I'm going Tuesday. I need to go because I've got some stuff I got to get checked. By the way, can I do some real-time fact check?
Yes.
It's a myth what I said about farming. Truth of the matter is, agricultural industry lobbied against daylight savings in 1919. Some believe it was then the farmers had become associated with it, even though they were only involved because they were actually against that. There you go. I was wrong.
Cool,
100%.
Cool. Yeah. I love it when you're wrong.
Yeah. Which is so often.
Yeah. It's pretty... You said pretty often?
Yeah, it's all the time.
Okay.
It's constant. Yeah.
I was hoping I didn't hear the word very rare.
No. It's very often. All the time.
Okay.
Most of the time. All of the times. Yes. Back to you, sir.
I'm going to talk just a second about sleep, and because I am doing better in the past 4 weeks than I have done in the past, and I'm not being dishonest here, probably in the past 14 years. So what have I done differently? Two things, one of which is minor, the other is major. I'm taking a new supplement at Nutrition World. Adam put it on me, one of my coaches, and I'm double dosing it, and I'm giving Clint, I know I gave you a sample once, but I'm going to give you this bottle, and I want you to double dose it, and next show, let's talk about it. Honestly, if it doesn't
help
you.
How long before I go to sleep?
Do you have trouble going or staying?
Going.
30 minutes to 45.
Oh, okay.
And it's called...
He just threw it at me.
It's made by Utheory, called Sleep. It's a powder. Not great tasting, not bad tasting. I put it in about 3 ounces of cold water, and I'll drink it about 30 minutes before bed. My Aura Ring is showing me that my numbers have increased so substantially that it's like a different person.
Can I ask you a quick question, though, about this? Do you think, and I don't know if you thought about this, for 3 years you were living in pain with your hips. Do you think now that your hip pain is gone, your body is adjusting to being able to sleep without pain?
No.
Okay.
Because the pain left probably, you know, 2 months after surgery. I'm now at 6.5 months.
Okay.
And I wasn't hitting, I was hitting 63 to 68 on my Aura Ring numbers. I'm hitting 80s plus.
You tell them about what that means. 80 what?
Like
just overall
score? It's
an
algorithm of REM and deep and oxygen and the level of activity at night, your temperature. The Aura Ring, O-U-R-A Ring, is amazing. Yeah. And you asked me, I think last week or the week before when I commented I was sleeping better, do you actually feel better? I do now. I said then that I didn't really see a difference, but I can think more clearly. I do have more recuperation. I don't do well at night with this time change because my body slowly evolves into the new time change. Mm-hmm. So I am getting really sleepy a little earlier than I like.
Me too. And I go to bed early.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. I find myself around 6:30 or 7 being tired like I used to be at 8:30 or 9. So
Yep.
It'll get used to it though.
Yeah. And the other little minor thing that I do really believe in is a sleep pad. The sleep pad that I purchased, which refrigerates the what you get cool.
Yeah,
the cooler
I love that.
You are, usually the deeper you will sleep and the more deep and REM you will get. And it doesn't get you real cool, but it gets you cooler than you would without it. And I got it off Amazon, and it is pretty expensive. I forget how much it was. It was not a cheap deal. So I would do the powder first and then do
try
the
it
other.
Tonight.
Yep. One thing about Amazon, since I said it, we do sell a product and have for many years called Prevagen. I'm not 100% convinced of its product. It does work for some people and some it doesn't. I do know it's safe, but it's very popular, has been for probably 15 years. Well, there's a person in Kenya who's been selling counterfeit Prevagen on Amazon, and they've actually filed a lawsuit in November of 2023 against these people in Kenya because they're copying the label. As I keep speaking about, you do not buy nutritional products off Amazon unless there's an Amazon store that is the actual company. Like Prevagen sells on Amazon. When you click it, if you go to the Prevagen store on Amazon, it would be fine. I'm not saying not do that.
Right.
I say come to Nutrition World if you want to do that because we sell it also.
And y'all vet it. Yeah.
And you know that it's coming straight from Prevagen if we get it, because we get it straight from Prevagen. But the amount of Amazon products that are counterfeiting are growing exponentially. That's not a pleasant thing to think about. Just not. Because they identically copy the label.
Right.
And they're not putting the active ingredient. They are not, so far, they've not put any dangerous ingredients. They're putting inert ingredients like talcum powder, which is really not very healthy for us, and a few other things. So be wary. Be very wary of the Amazon nutritional product. And secondly, when you ship it in the summertime and it sits in a UPS truck and then takes a couple days and whatever's to get here, there's a good chance it's ruined.
Because it's been, like you said, the temperatures.
Yes.
Hot, cold.
100 plus degrees and all that. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking some vascular health and some many other points that I have on how to empower yourself to live a quality life, not just breathing, but a quality, less frail, aging gracefully life. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and we had an amazing health fair at Nutrition World. We had so many people came out and supported us, and about 60 vendors that my daughter Katie put together, which was tremendous work, but tremendous for the community to empower people, educate them, let them know that there are answers kind of outside the mainstream circle if you look for them in many times that are very effective, very safe. But again, you have to know what you're doing and be empowered. And that's where integrative medicine comes in, which is the perfect concept of blending both worlds of traditional thinking, high tech, you know, medicine with good ancestral knowledge and nutritional support. I need to write that down. That was a good bumper sticker. It'd be a big one.
Yeah, that's a long t-shirt, man. You might want to shorten that up a little bit. But I love the health fair. I love the energy from it. I love the fact I can ask vendors direct questions. I just, stuff like that, when you don't do it too often, it just brings a different energy to the building, and I love those days.
Absolutely. I love looking at studies and looking at the basic real facts of how the conclusions are. This had to do with vacations. And, you know, taking time off is one of the lesser good things that I don't do. I tend to overwork, and I do schedule time, but it's not ever quite enough. And I want to see if this resonates with you. It says the perfect length of time, and this was based on a lot of people studying it.
Wait, real quick. Are you going to tell me how many days?
Yeah,
because I'm gonna hold my hand.
Okay,
up.
Okay.
The perfect vacation.
Uh huh. Okay, he said 5.
Okay, well I was gonna. Okay. Okay, what is it?
Perfect length of time to be on vacation is 8 days.
Oh,
and the reason is your health and wellness levels rise rapidly while on vacation, but they peak on the 8th day, and then return to baseline within the first week back, no matter how long you are gone. So there's the myth of, okay, if I was gone for a month, boy, and I'd have 6 months worth of peace and quiet. No, in your brain, but you won't.
How many days does it take you to calm down when you get there? It takes me, I'm 2 days in before I even feel like I'm calming down.
When I cross the Tennessee-Georgia line.
Okay, wow, you're, okay.
I didn't used to be that way.
Yeah.
It comes with age, I guess.
Okay.
But experts say that the key to improved overall satisfaction is actually to take more vacations, not longer ones.
Yep, I agree with that. Shorter.
And that makes sense to me. And it says, according to research published in the Journal of Happiness Studies in 2017, again, the ideal vacation is 8 days, but a vacationer will feel an increase of happiness over the first several days of vacation, with that feeling peaking. It will peak on the 8th day. And, you know, eight-day trips do give travelers more time to unpack, get their bearings, settle into a new, more relaxed routine. And after the eighth day, those positive vibes and wellness benefits do actually start to taper off. And as researchers noted, it takes some time to wind down after a stressful work period and acclimatize to vacations. So what you're saying is obviously very mainstream about most people have a hard time winding down.
They do. And I'm a big advocate. If you've got 14 days of vacation time and you want to take a big vacation, that's great. I would much rather take a multiple long weekends. Taking a Friday off here and a Monday off there. Next thing you got three or four day weekend. I think if you did that several times a year, I love that idea. I think it's way better for me personally.
I have not much problem with that any longer because I am supported pretty well as I age with routines. I'm not addicted to routines. I'm not going to let it freeze me. But I do like the same get up, same go to bed, kind of the same foods. And I don't mind work. I mean, I actually brag all the time or say I get to go to work. I don't have to go to work. And that is a blessing in my life that I really enjoy. Not all the time. I mean, I don't care if you eat the best foods all the time. You get tired of the same old best foods.
Well, I think, who was it? Jeff Stiles and I did a podcast this past weekend or past Monday. And he actually said his Death by Boomer we do on Wednesdays actually said that. He goes, listen, don't let the old Adam is if you find something you love, you'll never work a day in your life. He goes, that's bull crap. That is, you will not escape work if you're going to be successful. It just means you don't mind the work. You know, if I'm working for your dreams, I mind it. If I'm working for my dreams, I don't mind it as much.
I like that. And to help others in the community is a good passion. And I feel like Nutrition World certainly has done that over the 44 years. You know, acid reflux is certainly common. I mean, we see all the commercials. We all, almost everyone has had it if they're past 30 years old, which is a, you know, terrible.
I take something every morning for it.
Do you?
Yep.
What are you
years.
Taking?
Nexium.
Okay.
It's the only medicine I take that if I don't take it within 48 hours, I'm 100% no, I did not take it.
Absolutely. You know why?
Because I need it.
That is BS. With capital letters, you don't need it. You've created a need for it. Those are two different things.
I don't know. It was pretty bad before I started taking it.
That's because you didn't do the right things to fix it. So you're covering the symptoms with something that you shouldn't be covering it with, but you can't get off of it because the pharmaceutical industry is very shrewd. They know you put a person without reflux on Nexium in 3 months, they will not be able to get off of it. Because when they do get off, they will have reflux because of the mechanism of action. I can explain it totally. If you go to The Holistic Navigator, I did a whole podcast on reflux and how to get off of it. It is a staging process. You have to go from what you are taking, which is a proton pump inhibitor, to a histamine blocker, and then you have to use enzymes. Those are the things. But that was nothing what I was going to say. That had nothing to do with my notes on acid reflux. I said the word acid reflux, and Clint got on a horse and took off riding. So
I've not talked in a minute and a half, but go ahead.
Just keep your pie hole shut just a minute, okay? Just a minute. Acid reflux is caused, here's the cause.
Okay.
Actually, by a deficiency of stomach acid, in most cases, not an excess. Does that make sense? No, it doesn't make sense logically because you have acid that's in your esophagus. So how could it be that we have a deficiency? Because almost, not all, most refluxes are caused by a sphincter muscle in the lower abdomen that is like a gasket. That gasket prevents the stomach acid from bubbling up into the esophagus. Well, guess what controls the esophageal sphincter? It's pH sensitive. So when there's sufficient acid in the stomach, it stays closed. But when it's low acid, it loosens that sphincter muscles. Now, other reasons for that stomach acid is a hiatal hernia, H. pylori, obesity, smoking, certain medications such as calcium channel blockers, Valium, opiates, and foods such as chocolate, caffeine, peppermint, onions, and alcohol. The reason chocolate, peppermint, onions, and alcohol cause it is because it loosens the sphincter muscle. Well, if the sphincter muscle is sensitive to pH, which is acid alkaline, and it doesn't have enough acid, then it's going to be loose, but yet that small amount that's still left bubbles up. Does it make sense to shut down the factory that makes acid? No, it makes zero sense because it causes osteoporosis and causes a host of other maladies, one of which is memory loss. So I'm just convicted you in the court of Nutrition World.
I'm not saying anything.
Do you take the Fifth Amendment?
I'm being quiet. You tell me to be quiet? You chastise me. I'm now shunning you.
Oh, he's looking
You're
so
shunned.
He looks like a sad dog over there.
Look how I got a pretty yellow shirt on today. And it's got a collar. Look at that.
Who bought that for you? I know you didn't.
1998. One of the first shirts I bought at Talk when I went to be a sales rep.
What brand is it?
Probably, I don't know, Oxford. I don't know, whatever.
It's probably JCPenney.
Probably. Sears or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kmart.
Well, it looks pretty darn
it's
good
okay.
on you.
It's yellow.
Well, it is yellow. It's there is no yellow. Doubt. It's like, it'd be like a school bus. It's
yes, just of. Like a school bus.
Hey, we got to talk about digestion again one more time. This was interesting. And I know that sometimes I eat too fast. There's no doubt. I think my daughter eats faster than anybody I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I got in the habit of eating fast as a police officer because you never knew when the radio was going to come on. You had to leave your food. So, and I'm always a hungry fella. When I'm hungry, I'm hungry.
Right.
And I don't do well without the foods to balance my body. But chewing is such an important process. Why? It's not because it makes the food in small pieces. It actually creates a saliva enzyme that starts the digestion process. The more you chew, the more enzymes will break down your food. Now, here's a study that was so interesting to me, and it demonstrated the point very well. When participants ate almonds quickly and chewed them less than 10 times, their bodies failed to take in the nutrients because they did a study and found that the almonds were simply passing through undigested past the point where we can absorb the nutrients. And because 10 chews were not enough, that means the 20 they said was. So trying to chew fast and swallow before you're completely done is truly taking away a lot of the nutritional content of foods, especially probably hard foods like almonds.
Right.
I mean, I doubt the Twinkies you eat would probably
need
that.
No, the Twinkies are fine. You can swallow those things whole. It's okay.
Krispy Kreme?
I hadn't had a Krispy Kreme in a while. But yes, they melt in your mouth because that's God's food. So, I mean, let's just be honest. There's magic that happens when you put a Krispy Kreme in your mouth.
Well, I cannot argue with that.
No, it's fantastic. I need to give you a shout out. Do you have 2 seconds for me to say something? So, I don't eat this type of food more than once every few months. And every time I do, I feel horrible. Well, I made the mistake of, it was so good, but it had so much MSG in it. I had a massive headache today.
Ramen?
No, I went to a restaurant. And I had some Asian food I love, but I know it has MSG. I mean, and I had the sauce, and my head was
really
splitting when I got here.
The sauce is
it happened within 30 minutes of me starting to eat it. I was halfway through the meal, and I'm like, here it comes. So I hurry up and finish the meal so I could get the whole headache in. But as soon as I got finished, I'm like, I've talked about this on Nutrition World with Ed many times, and I had a massive headache for about 2 hours.
Well,
so there you go.
Thank you for that. And that brings up again the Instagram I did about 6 months ago on Doritos, which have MSG in them. That's why the food is one of the most popular chips on the market.
It's the best potato chip.
It's because they have an addictive substance called MSG, which should not be allowed. And to give children this, it's a brain stimulant. It's an addictive, almost like cocaine to the brain.
Golly. Yeah,
but it's also a flavor enhancer that makes you want more of that flavor.
Yes, it does.
I mean, I can't, you know, if I guess, you know, it's not all about the money as you age. For me, it isn't anyway. It's about doing the right thing. I don't know how executives sleep at night pushing things that are semi-poisonous to the majority without a warning label, at least. That government can't be involved in all this. We have to use common sense. We have to be our own advocate. And that's where it comes in, listening to the right podcast, listening to the right radio shows, reading the right books. Dr. Peter Attia, his podcast is amazing. Dr. Paul Saladino. Paul Saladino is more of a carnivore guy. Love him. He's very practical. He says something that it kind of really knocked me back a few years ago when I first heard this statement, and I really didn't believe it. And secondly, I didn't want to believe it. And it makes, at first, it's kind of silly sounding, but when you dig into it, it's not. He said, you know what? Vegetables and grains and things that are growing, they don't want to be eaten.
I've heard that.
And when you look into the process of that statement, they actually produce anti-nutrients. They produce damaging things like lectins and oxalates, where if animals eat a lot of those, they can actually be injured and get sick. So animals have more instincts than humans. Well, you can eat those Krispy Kremes and think that they're God's nectar, But actually, an animal who would eat too much of that, and they were still in the wild, not one cultivated, like bears who get used to eating garbage, they're not going to know that because they'll lose that instinct.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a scary place to be when we get into that place. So there.
Yeah. You got a lot of notes in front of you. I don't know where you're going with them now, but you have a lot of notes.
Yeah, I want to talk about something that always has intrigued me, another one, okay, which is body temperature. My body temperature's always ran what I consider low, and it is low.
I'm a degree low.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says here, and this was so intriguing to me, and I looked into it, completely factual. Your body temperature is vital to maintaining homeostasis, which is a balance. It's kind of like your thermostat on your home air conditioning heating. You set it, and it if it's hot, it does something. If it's cold, it does something else. But it turns out 98.6 may not be an average body temperature. And I thought, really? Well, I always thought it was. Well, originally, body temperature was determined in 1868 by a German physician. But by 1935, researchers were calling that number into question. And a systematic review of the literature in 2020 and 2023 showed an average temperature is really 98 degrees, not 98.6 like everybody thinks. Adults should always seek medical care over 103 degrees. Anything less is fine. The body needs temperatures to burn viruses and bacteria out. It's not a disease. And in fact, I read another study, which is not on my papers today. I read it this morning because I spend 1 hour every single day looking at more studies and studies. When they artificially give animals drugs that keep them from having a temperature if they're sick, it actually kills the majority of those animals because animals need that fever to get well. Well, we need it too, but we probably are more resilient, but we feel better with less temperature, but we actually don't get well as fast. Makes total sense because nature put into us, not just into us, every warm-blooded animal on this earth gets temperatures when they're sick.
Yeah, my average temperature is between about 97.8 to 98.
That's what mine is. I'm hoping that's a good number.
Yeah, that's what mine normally is. I'm, like I said, a degree or so low. If I get a 99 degree temperature,
you feel it.
I feel what a lot of people feel at 100 or 101.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's some good points. Got some more coming up around the corner. So it is time to take a break. That was a quick 15 minutes when we come back. So more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter
each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
A great radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Hey, Clint, tell people about your podcast and also how they can log on to ours anytime, day and night, after a couple of days after we record it.
Yeah, it's called Destination Listening. It's a fantastic option that technology has given us. I have During the Break podcast, conversations with interesting people, politics, relationships, adventure, business, you name it. I talk about it, entertainment. That's DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. Of By and For the People, political conversations, also constitutional deep dives with guests. Just look that up at Of By and For the People. Dayfire, the founder of Rock Creek, Dawson Wheeler and I talk adventure around the world. If you like hiking, biking, camping, whatever it is, paddling, we talk about it. DayfirePodcast.com. The Crime Cast, who you just saw, David Roddy left the studio a minute ago. And we talk policing, cold cases, warm cases, and that's thecrimecast.com. This radio show, which you can listen to every Sunday, is fantastic, but every Tuesday it's released on the podcast networks, Vital Health Radio Download. So if you miss an episode, go back and listen to it. If you're on Apple, leave us a review, share it with your friends. That helps us grow the podcast. There you go, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a note for people, sometimes we forget how the power of food is in a negative way. If you have high blood pressure, know that licorice, either in capsules and or candies, will elevate your blood pressure. In fact, many people who are not realizing that, who are kind of addicted to that black or red candy, can have serious, serious blood pressure elevations. We're not talking 5 points here, people. We're talking 20, 30, 40 points, because it produces something that's similar to an adrenal hormone. Now, I recommend licorice to people who have adrenal dysfunction, who are have low blood pressure. Those are the two biggest reasons. I probably had talked to one person a month with chronic low blood pressure. They feel terrible.
Yep.
When they're running at 80s over 40s, and they're also at risk of passing out and other things, but their brain, their body does not work. Well, if I get them to take 6 of the licorice capsules per day with a little bit extra healthy salt, like the Celtic, generally in 1 to 3 months, they start raising their levels.
I can't believe you. I just thought I upgraded my salt, and every time I talk about salt with you, you come out with a different salt.
It doesn't matter.
I did sea. First, I was just doing table salt. Then I did sea salt, because sea salt's the greatest thing ever.
Sea salt doesn't. That word means nothing.
Stop. Then I just went this today, as of this recording, this morning, I went and upgraded to, I thought, the Himalayan pink salt.
Yeah, it's fine. Golly. Himalayan, real salt, and Celtic. All okay. Three are fine.
Every time I bring it, it'll be sometime. It'll be the voodoo salt that'll come up next time. It'll be like, well, let me guess. That's $600 for an ounce of voodoo salt. I'm just trying to stay healthy.
You can buy the cheap, Morton's, and you can't get sea salt. Sea salt is a dropper of iodine added. It means nothing. It's still processed salt.
So I can't get pink Himalayan from Morton's?
Morton does not know what a pink Himalayan is. No.
I'm going to go out to my car when we get through this. I want to see if I bought pink Himalayan Morton's. But go ahead. Yeah. Now I feel like I made a really good, bad decision.
A really good bad
decision. My life, that's going to be the title of my book.
That would not be a bad one.
All my really good, bad decisions.
Hey, a new eye drop that I was very intrigued by.
Okay.
Well, first off, before I talk about this new eye drop, the eye drops that are being sold at CVS, Rite Aid, Target, some of those are actually causing some eye infections.
They're recalls. I mean, and that's pretty serious.
Pretty dang serious.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder how long it took to catch this, because I don't see formulas changing in eye drops.
I was going
to
ask. I never heard of this up until about 6 months ago, and then it was all over the news, like eye drops. I'm like, well, I've used eye drops in the past. How dangerous is it?
It's kind of like your weight gain. It's like, you know, you kind of don't pay attention to it, and all of a sudden, it's just everybody talks about Clint's weight gain.
Wow. You're being a sweetheart today.
Your
legacy of being a nice guy is intact, sir. You're really not destroying that at all at this moment, attacking a poor, old, divorcee struggles, and you're making me feel bad about my weight. But that's okay. Fat shaming. Go ahead.
The yellow shirt hides it well, I will say.
And sucking in. Yeah, sucking my gut always helps, too.
So back to the eye drop story.
You started me being fat. I didn't bring that up. Okay. You started it. Go for it.
Back to the eye drop. Yeah. There's an eye drop called Upneek. It's spelled U-P-N-E-E-Q. And I have two eyedroppers at the store. I can only get one drop out of each. So I only have... I saw someone, and I looked into it research-wise. You put one eye drop in each eye, and it will make you look like you're 20 years old again in the eyes. Because when I look at you and you look at me, we have older-looking eyes because they don't have the whiteness is not as white, and we're not as wide open.
Doesn't that scare you, though?
It does. And I will use it. If I do use it, it'll be one as a guinea pig one time to see. Two is, I did look it up, and it could modestly raise eye pressure if you kept using it. But, you know, if you were going to give a lecture or you're doing something on a video or a TV.
Photo shoot. Yeah. No, I'm good.
It was remarkable when I saw this person and I saw the internet stuff. The internet stuff's telling the truth because I saw reality. Anything that really forces the body to do something will end up having a side effect. But how cool? I think it's pretty darn cool.
I don't know, man. I think I just use filters or airbrush to get somebody to touch up my eyes. That terrifies me now.
You can't airbrush an eye to be open bigger.
That's
these
true.
Actually
make, and it looks weird if you try to do it. It looks like
right now I'm seeing weirdness over here.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, COVID. We got to talk a minute about COVID.
All right.
One is, I love this. There's an organization called the NVIC, National Vaccine Information something. And I've actually supported them for...
What's it called?
NVIC. Barbara Lou Fisher owns it. I've done a podcast with Barbara Lou Fisher on The Holistic Navigator on this whole subject. Her daughter or son had passed away through the use of a vaccine. About the time or before my daughter was born, my daughter's 33 years old, so I've supported them for about 35 years. And, of course, it's completely gone turbocharged since all the COVID stuff.
Real quick, National Vaccine Information Center.
Yes.
So there you go.
There are people who are – they do not say we don't need vaccines. They say we need safe vaccines. And I love that because we need to be informed, and that's not part of today's communication with any healthcare practitioner.
Right.
But what I really like, the COVID legislation, and NVIC has fought for positive legislation to protect us, empower us, and help us to be healthier as parents and also our children. But more bills were passed this year that NVIC supported than any year since they have been in operation, which, again, is at least 35 years. No state legislator, none, passed bills with COVID-19 mandates. Zero.
Wow.
All COVID-19 bills that passed had provisions that protected the liberty of the people in this country. And no state legislator passed any bills mandating any type of vaccine. Thank you. Sometimes there's common sense, and I know there'll be people who say, no, we need to force for the better good of everyone. We might have some harm in some. Not on this subject. I will not be flexible on this one for sure.
What? Okay.
You have a comment?
Well, I just asked a question. I agree with you, but there's, you know, the straw man arguments, the pushback, I think is important. What about things like we eradicated smallpox and measles almost with vaccines that were mandated? So, and I hope you don't mind me pushing.
No, because they were not mandated as far as you did not get in trouble if you did not do them.
I thought you had, you couldn't go to school without them, right? I mean, I couldn't go to school without those vaccines.
You probably are right.
Yeah, I think I am on that.
You might be.
But just because that's the case,
yes.
I'm on your side.
Yeah.
But just because that's the case, there was also trial and error. And we, you know, at some point, not all vaccines, just because one works doesn't mean all of them all of a sudden work.
Does that makes sense.
Yeah, that's my
absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we also, I really feel that we had more research behind even the early vaccines had more trials than this COVID vaccine.
Yeah, I was just making sure we would represent both sides fairly on the show.
Now, have you heard, of 23andMe, the genetic testing?
Yeah, terrifying.
I'm getting more scared about it. I've actually looked into it now, and I know you mentioned that a month ago, and I just kind of blew it off, but. Mm-hmm. I did it years ago, and I really like the value of the testing that I get, but here's where it has gone into the dark place.
Yeah.
23andMe was just recently paid $20 million by GlaxoSmithKline. Why would they do that? To extend its 5-year contract to mine the company's consumers' DNA.
Yeah.
Well, I always wondered, so what benefit would a big company have in knowing my DNA? Here's where it is. I could never have thought of this, but this is how it's going to work. The new company's concept of healthcare is about expanding the use of pharmaceutical drugs by getting them on people so much earlier before they have symptoms because you have a genetic risk factor.
Yep.
What a sales pressure plan. I mean, that's a good capitalistic plan. There is no doubt. If you say you have strong genetics for blood pressure and your blood pressure is running 121 over 81, you got genetics for it. We better go ahead and start you now on some blood pressure because it could go up any time. Yeah. Can you imagine? The fear sells drugs because we have a weak society who can't think.
Let me ask you, have you done 23andMe?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question real quick. Did it ask you questions about your lifestyle, your weight, and all that?
It's been too long for me to remember if they did.
I would imagine they probably did. Well, they might.
No, I don't think they asked many questions.
My point on that is you may have precursors to certain things, but those precursors may be life debilitating or debilitating, or it may be manageable or even not noticeable based off other choices you've made about the food, the exercise, where you live geographically, and your age. So just saying that you're going to use that with no other factor, it should be terrifying to everybody.
It should be, and I will not do any other of those testings at all.
They can get my DNA when they come take it.
Okay, you got to, like the gun?
Absolutely. It's right here next to the gun. Come get my DNA, and they'll come to get it. It's like, anyway.
Well, last one on this segment, I want to say that, and this is very, sometimes this could be a conversation that some men and women don't like to hear, but one in three adults responded they do not sleep in the same bed with their partners, and it's called, and I thought this was interesting, it's now called sleep divorce, and it's not a bad thing, but by allowing each partner to regulate their own bedding needs and temperatures and noises, it vastly offers better quality of sleep. My best friend, Brian Connell, you know him. You know Brian.
I know Brian, yeah.
Good. Him and his wife, I use them as examples a lot because they're one of the few people who've been married 26 years who still have passion, and they don't have these sticky little kind of insecure needs for each other. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that it's still, just because people want to be together in a bed doesn't mean you're insecure. But if a person like Brian snores so loud, it's not fair to his partner.
Mm-hmm.
If the sleeping's good, then it's perfectly fine. I'm just saying if the sleeping's terrible because you have a partner or you're making the noises, it's only wisdom to do something different.
Listen, we age. Things happen. Changes happen. There's people that like to sleep in a room at 72 degrees and people like to live in a room at 66 degrees when they go to sleep. I have no problem with that. Throwing the word divorce in there, to me, is a different world. Sleeping in different rooms to keep a marriage happy so I'm not becoming bitter and I'm more relaxed and we're getting together for visits as needed and as wanted and as passion directs, that is fine. But calling it a divorce, that's a bigger deal to me. I don't like that.
That came from Scandinavia. That was their term for that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I like the way that
you so tactfully talked about the intimacy between two people without being obnoxious at all. That was very professional.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a way to talk about things that are awkward and sensitive.
I need to learn from you.
Absolutely. I feel like I'm your mentor. It's okay. It's all right.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have our last words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. This is a kind of a little story, obviously, that you can't see the picture. It's a very, very elderly couple. She's lying on the couch, and it's looking pretty dire straits here for at least the angle that I'm looking at. But it says underneath this, "Don't call the doctor. I want to fall asleep peacefully with your hand in mine." He told her about the past, how they met, their first kiss. They didn't cry, they smiled. They didn't regret anything, they were grateful. Then she repeated softly, "I love you forever." Mm. He returned her words and gave her a soft kiss on the forehead. She closed her eyes and fell asleep peacefully with her hand in his. Love is really all that matters, because everyone comes into this world with nothing other than love and leaves with nothing other than love. Think about it. Profession, career, bank account, our goods are just tools, nothing more. Everything stays here. So just love. Love those that really love you. Love as if there was nothing more important in life. Think that's a very moving quote and words, and I certainly resonate with those. And the more we can follow any path of religion, path, life, philosophy that will encourage love of your brothers, your sisters, your friends, your partners. It takes work. It's not something that just automatically happens, but what a grand exit from this life to have that feeling and those words within your heart.
Yeah.
How about intuition? I want to tell you about something intuitively that I did last week. And this is not as certainly about direct to anything with health, but I think, again, following intuition as I've aged has been a grand journey for me, because I find that it's generally valuable to me. It's not always accurate. It's generally valuable. I was going to fly my airplane down to Orlando for the convention that I'm going to speak at in 2 more weeks. And I don't really remember dreams very much, but I remember this dream 2 weeks ago. And it was me flying my plane with my daughter and my son-in-law, Chaz. And I was flying to Orlando, and I see this big bridge, and I decide that I'm going to fly under the bridge.
Of course. Why wouldn't you, though?
Of course. Yeah.
Technically, yeah.
And so I did. And I landed the plane, and I got out, and I said, "What did I just do?" That was probably one of the most foolish things that I could ever have thought to do, mm-hmm. to endanger my daughter and my son-in-law, the parents of my 2 grandchildren, and I really beat up on myself mm-hmm. in the dream. I woke up and I looked at my phone, which normally I don't do very first thing, but for some reason I looked at my text message from my phone. My plane partner, Chad, wonderful man, he's a pharmacist at Walgreens, he texted me and said that plane engine quit last night. Luckily, I was on the runway when it did. If it had quit in the air, I would have had a landing in a field or a highway.
Wow.
And I, that moment, said, "I'm not flying to Orlando." Yeah. I'm just simply not doing it.
Mm.
And I feel I would be so nervous all the way up to the time I got back home if I had not followed that instinct. So I made Delta reservations yesterday.
Wow, you're going to fly. Ugh. Yeah, so I have those dreams about flying all the time. That's why I don't fly. I have that, really? That intuition. I don't fly. I've flown a bunch and I don't fly.
That's maybe not intuition.
It's called fear.
That is.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
That is.
And I've flown a bunch. I've flown to Idaho, Jamaica, Florida several times, three or four times. I've flown. I just hate flying. It just terrifies me.
Well,
it's not the flying that bothers me.
What is flies you? The crashing?
Yeah. It's the not flying when you're supposed to be flying that bothers me.
But you know it would end quickly.
That's just not true. That's a lie. I'm at 20,000, 30,000 feet. I got 10 minutes. No, thank you.
You don't know you're going to hit the ground. You're still going to have hope that he's going to pull that thing out.
No, I'm going to pee and poop and cuss and pray. And then my luck is it's not that big a deal, and I'm just going to be the guy on the viral video that's peeing and pooping and praying. I was like, what's wrong with this guy? We had some turbulence, and he freaked out.
They have to land because of all your
accidents. Absolutely. Give him another beer and tell him to shut his pie hole like Ed Jones did on the radio show.
Oh, what a good way to end this Vital Health Radio show. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.